June 14th, 2011, is the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you. Watt from Pedro Show. Here, let me adjust the mic here. I got some guests with me. Actually, it's a Watt from Pedro Show, but I'm here in Milano, Italia. You hear? You hear one of my guests, Andrea Belfi, but he's not here in Milano either. I'm in Milano, Italy. Stefano Paglia, my guest in the room of this tale. Holiday Inn, next to a supermarket. I guess this building used to be old textile factory.
It seems like.
No, I've seen the pictures up in the Chow Park next floor.
Yep.
But both of us, Sonia De Marinaio, third member, is joining us, Andrea Belfi, but he's in Berlin via Skype. So, people, that's how you're getting the show this time. Now, we start show off with Mr. John Coltrane doing the Late Late Blues. And then we heard something that I did with Kay, Kira, and Flea called The Drippy. It was a cover, but we were asked to do a cover of a song with just bass. So that's what that was.
Three bass.
That's it, just three bass. So kind of dos, but tres. And the man, you know, who covered the song, Mr. Tom. He dug it so much, he mixed it himself and put it up there, so now I share it with you people. So, why am I here? Stooges. Gig tomorrow, what's the name of this festival?
I don't remember.
Cool. You don't remember?
No.
I should know too. Motherfucker.
Take it.
It's got a funny, kind of funny name.
Rock in Hydro.
What does this mean?
Hydro Scar.
Hydro.
Yeah.
Because I think this town, see, I'm not actually in Milano. I'm about 30 clicks from the center. This town called Ro. So Hydro.
Exactly.
Okay. Rock in Hydro. And again, we're with Dave Grohl. Last gig was Saturday, and I Love White, and Dave Grohl played that gig too, Foo Fighters. I don't know the other band. Do you know the other bands at Rock and Hydro?
No, but we can check.
Okay. Is this festival new?
I don't think it's so...
it's not new.
It's not new. So you know about Andrea.
I heard about it.
Fourth edition.
I've never been there, but
okay, it's the fourth one. Let's get the mic over here so you can hear his volume. No, it's right there too.
Oh yeah.
You can move his little bar up.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be tiny voice amongst big voices. Yeah, there he is.
Minor.
Good.
Now, why Hydro? Why not Ro?
Because Hydro, there is a Hydro Scalo here, which is like Scalo for water, for boat and these kind of things.
Yeah.
So Hydro comes from water.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is it a canal?
Yeah.
So I was thinking because Milano is kind of far from the coast. Social distortion.
Yeah. And then.
I suppose is the Scalo for little planes, like small planes that that land in the water. How do you call it?
Float plane.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, we say float plane.
Yeah.
Italians?
I mean, yes. If I remember well, it's It's probably used to be. I don't know.
Okay.
It seems like it, yeah.
I know the town has famous canal. No, I know, when you go in there, yeah. And what's the castle?
Sforzesco. Castello Sforzesco.
Castello Sforzesco.
Yeah. From the name.
It's the family. We lost him.
Yeah.
We get him back. Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay.
There is some problem with the connection. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think when he went to chase that information on the web, it's we only have so much bandwidth. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta like maybe devote all the bandwidth to your Skype call.
You lose the connection.
Yeah, and so maybe not so much. Maybe we turn the browser off.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did Isle of Wight. What I'm doing this summer, people, is four different legs. Make up the Stooges touring. And what it is like I go out 10, 11 days each time.
When I can't hear you. Yeah.
And then I come back to U.S. for 10 days. And so this is the first one. Actually, I did it when we did a one-off, Newcastle. That was cold. It was the last days of May and freezing.
Raining hard.
It stopped for the show, but the wind was blowing in northeast part of England, almost to Scotland.
Yeah.
I hadn't played that town in 20 years. 20 years. It's a long time. They call the people there Geordies.
Geordies?
Yeah.
Why?
There's different ideas. You know, some guy named George, but maybe they were loyal to the... They brought over some German kings called Georges.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the third one is where the U.S. guy said, you know,
yeah.
I'm in the church. He was playing with toys. They weren't strong kings, but they had the blood. You know how they did that.
Okay.
Oh, we lose again. Because it's good. We have to talk to him because we're going to play some music from him right now. So, maybe not the best connection we got with Berlin here.
Yeah.
Wonder what part is he in, the east?
Now I think the Berg, because he's in the Bergen, which is an association that has residency.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in the east.
Because a lot of the cheaper pads
are
in the east. In fact, remember where did we practice? What was the name of that town?
In Italy, you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Palesio.
Palesio.
Yeah.
That cat there was an artist man there. Sorry for losing you, Andreo. We're talking about Berlin.
Sorry.
We're curious about what part of Berlin you're in. Okay, you think about it. But there was an artist man that was living there.
And
he was talking about living in Berlin because he condo rents. What was his name? He gave me a book. He's cool people. Painter man.
Painter, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember. He's from the south, actually, but he's living in Bologna since a while, and then he moved to Berlin.
Yeah.
I cannot remember.
Is it coming on 2 years?
Yeah.
This was 2 years ago, people.
Yeah,
but
2009.
Here we go again. 2009. For those who don't know the story, El Sueño de Marinayo, this was a project that came together. Stefano kind of organized it with Andrea to bring me over to do some gigs, and then, let's do an album. So this is coming out soon, a few months. We've got it all together now we're just putting together the final parts of the artwork.
La busta gialla.
Right. And actually start work on chapter 2. Andrea's got compositions, I know. Composizione. Yeah, great. I'm explaining the band here, Andrea. But we want to know about what part of Berlin are you living in now? Andrea's from Verona, but he's moved to Berlin, people.
Yeah, now I'm in Kreuzberg.
Kreuzberg. Ah, I know this part. In the old days when there was two Berlins.
Yeah, exactly.
This is where the punk part was.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, because it was still in the west here.
It was in the west, but it was by the wall. It was kind of close to the wall, and this is where the punk people lived. This is where the clubs were, where I played in those days.
Yes, exactly.
Let's make it a little more quiet for you.
Yeah. Now it's... I think it's way different.
Oh, yeah.
It's a... It's a Turkish area, right? Strong Turkish area.
Yeah, it used to be the punk area. Yeah. But there was Turk there too, yeah. But,
it's still strong Turkish.
A lot of musicians, artists.
Hang was from the Liars, has lived there for a couple of years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. God, we lose him again. Yeah. Because I want to talk to him about this music we're going to play for him. Here. But we're trying to get a hold of him again, people. I'll play some music, Andrea Belfi music. He'll explain when we come back. Thank you.
that I live for. There's a hermitage upended mountaintop, the valley of all excused on all sides. City rides on a mountain pass in all.
Okay, Watt from Pedro Show. We just heard some music that involves Nasayun de Maynayo drummer man Drea Belfi. We heard first Footprints by Drea Belfi solo by himself. And then we heard Bird's Lament from Hobo Combo. And finally, Onrushing Clouds, Belfi Grubbs Palio Trio. And yeah, tell us about it, Andrea.
For this, these songs you've just listened to.
Footprints.
Okay. Footprints is part of the solo that I released in 2006. So, and I recorded almost everything you heard except guitars, maybe the most interesting thing happened after that the CD came out is the tour we did in the whole Europe with three quarters. Stefan and his band. Stefan.
Yeah, this is the
eliminated.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I have the new album.
Yep.
I just got for present.
And we released our respective, three quarters album and mine were released in the Europe. It was my first time touring, so it was so important for me for that reason, because I started traveling and I started actually with Brother Ste as well.
Yeah.
So it was a really nice experience.
And then the second thing, the Hobo Combo, it's kind of tribute to Moondog.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to play on Thursday here in Berlin. And the funny thing is that it's a Moondog tribute band. So we play Moondog tunes. And here we're going to play a kind of special concert. We're gonna play the whole soundtrack of a skateboarding video made in 1991.
Wow. What's the name of this?
Because I'm part of.
What's this skateboard video called?
It's called Video Days.
Again.
There are many interesting songs from Husker Du and Black Flag. So we're gonna play these covers. Using our language that comes from new arrangements of Moondog. So we started playing Moondog, and then we developed kind of a language like playing these rhythms with a double bass, drums, and guitar. And then we're gonna rearrange these songs from this skateboarding video. It's a kind of a weird thing, but
what's the name of the video?
Artist in residence program, all based on skateboarding. I was invited by this foundation, French foundation, who sponsor Video Days.
Video Days is the name of the video. Okay. Okay. And then finally, this trio, Brother Stay and David Grubbs.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Do so.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah. It's a trio that started. Stefan and I went to New York a couple of years ago, and then we toured a little bit. We stayed in New York for 3 weeks, and we also had the chance to play together with Grubbs, with David, and to record also an EP that came out on his label, Blue Chopsticks.
Yeah.
And then and it's kind of a in between of electroacoustic music and rock. So you have, electronic and electroacoustic elements together with some like rock things happening.
Sure.
So
what was interesting was, as Brother Stay to give me music too, you both picked the same tune. This Unrushing Clouds.
Because I was saying to Mike that probably we both changed the same track, because it's actually the more tuned one. The more is the only one where David is singing and in a way is the key of access to all the entire album.
Yeah.
Because it's a kind of a, the record is a kind of a journey inside.
Yeah.
And in that part it's so explicit.
Yeah.
What everything it is about.
Has elements of the whole album in the one tune.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And the only one with the voice.
Yeah.
With words.
For people who don't know, Mr. David Grubbs, he had a band with Mr. Jim O'Rourke called Gaster de Soul.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play with Jim.
Duet album with him. I still have to, he wants me to put mandolin.
Okay.
As soon as I get time off, because of all this touring, the third opera and all this, as soon as I have some time, I have to put mandolin. I told him once, D. Boone showed me some mandolin when we were boys. I said, oh yeah? Okay, you put mandolin on all the songs. What happened was, a couple summers ago, I was in Tokyo, and we went in the studio and had just improvised all these pieces. And now, to finish, he wants me to put mandolin in some spiel, and then mix.
With Il Sogno, we were playing a song by the both of you.
Yeah.
He's
verse 9.
Yeah, interesting. That was a different, that wasn't from this project, though. That was something I had to do for a James Joyce record.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of Jim Joyce. It's June 14th, so two more days is Bloomsday.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
yeah, so we're going to play some music from you.
Okay.
Right? This is called In Zaire.
In Zaire. It's a band.
Wow.
It's a quartet, at some time a trio.
Yeah.
It's a drum and bass from this duo, G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, it's kind of punk.
You know G.I. Joe?
Yeah, the action figure.
It's a doll for boys.
Yes. Because these two guys...
From the 60s.
Yeah. They were very much into these toys, so they like it and they decided to call themselves G.I. Joe.
They're a special kind of doll. They're soldier dolls. So it was okay for boys to play with soldier dolls. So these drumming and bass is G.I. Joe.
And then it's me on guitar and Claudio from Three Quarters on electronics.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes we play trio because sometimes the bass player, he works. So
not available.
Yeah, and when I cannot, they play trio.
Okay.
So... and yes, this year we did a couple of tours in January. We did England. Now we did like Scandinavia countries.
Yeah.
And there's strong rock energy, punk energy, but with a lot of psychedelic elements inside, kind of very rhythmical, like. Sort of crowd, very direct.
Oh, speaking of which, you sent me this a review, Julian Cope?
Yeah. I don't know how he got these two records, and he really liked them, and he's a fan of Zaire.
And there was four tracks on two records.
Yeah, two separate records.
And we're going to play one of them right now.
Yeah.
And this is called...
The Sorcerer's Dance.
Right, okay.
by gold heard the hoof irons, steely ringing, imper thun 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 thun. Chips, picking chips off rocky thumbnail, chips, horrid and gold flushed moor. A husky fife note blue, blue, blue bloom is on the gold pinnacled hair. A jumping rose on satiny breast, satin, rose of Castile, trilling, trilling, ay, Dolores, peep, who's in the peep of gold? Tink, cried to bronze in pity, and a call pure, long and throbbing, long in dying call, decoy. Soft word, but look, the bright stars fade, O rose, notes chirruping answer, Castile, the morn is breaking. Jingle, jingle, daunted jingling, coin rang, cluck-clacked, vowel, sonnet, I could, rebound of garter, not leave thee, smack, la cloche, thy smack, a vowel, warm, sweetheart, goodbye, jingle, blue, boomed, crashing chords, when love absorbs, wow, wow, the tympanum, a sail, a veil, a wave upon the waves, lost, throstle fluted, all is lost now, horn, horn, when first he saw, alas, full top, full throb, wobbling, allure, alluring, Martha, come, clap, clap, clip, clap, clippy, clip. Good God, he never heard in all death bald pat, broad pat knife took up. A moonlit night call far, far. I feel so sad, P.S., so lonely blooming. Listen, the spiked and winding cold sea horn. Have you the? Each and for other plash and silent roar. Pearls, when she lists rhapsodies.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was, whoa, some noise from Berlin there. We just heard In Zaire with Sorcerer's Dance, and then we heard a lady named Kathy Barbarian, and she read some of James Joyce's Ulysses from the Sirens episode. And we've come to the end of the first hour of the June 14th, 2011 Watt and Pedro Show. So hang tight for hour two. June 14th, 2011. It's the second hour of the Watt and Pedro Show.
somewhere I have never traveled, gladly beyond any experience, your eyes have their silence. In your most frail gesture are things which enclose me, or which I cannot touch because they are too near. Your slightest look easily will unclose me, though I have closed myself as fingers. You open always petal by petal myself, as spring opens, touching skillfully, mysteriously, her first rose. Or if your wish be to close me, I and my life will shut very beautifully, suddenly, as when the heart of this flower imagines the snow carefully everywhere descending. Nothing which we are to perceive in this world equals the power of your intense fragility, whose texture compels me with the color of its countries, rendering death and forever with each breathing. I do not know what it is about you that closes and opens. Only something in me understands the voice of your eyes is deeper than all roses. Nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands.
The Watt from Pedro Show. We started the second hour off with Floating Anchor by Polarity Taskmasters. One of the people in this band is a piano player, Motoko Honda, and I saw a gig with her and without a Leo Smith at this lady. She's kind of a patron of arts. Patrona, I guess. Where she has people come play at her house. There's like 50 people in her living room. And on her wall, all these pictures of very famous jazz people that have... She's been around. She's an older lady. And it was quite a good gig, completely improvised. Now, she came from Sendai and taught his young person classical piano, huh? Mm-hmm. And kind of strict practice, kind of learned to hate the piano. She wants to come to the U.S. and learn English when she gets older. And she's thinking, well, maybe the best place to learn is right in the middle of the country. So she finds this little college in the middle of Kansas, in the middle of the U.S. Yeah, it's trippy. And she went and learned it, you know, and...
And is she living still there?
No. She moved to Cali, to SoCal. She plays a lot with Nels Klein's brother, Alex Klein, part of this avant-garde improvised scene. Well, I'm getting to that because she hated the piano, you know, and it's like, left it. But she goes to Cal Arts and starts learning from Wadada Leo Smith. And this improvised music makes her fall in love again with the piano and synthesizers and all kinds of stuff, and improvised, not just reading from a score.
Okay.
And strict. No, kind of free and open. And interesting story. Sometimes bad experiences when you're young. Some people say, well, teach them when they're young. They're young. But I think if it's done the wrong way, it can be very negative. They'll leave it. Instead of them finding on their own. Kind of like us, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have the music pushed on us. We found it ourselves, right? This other way, though, is trippy.
Yeah.
And it can mean... I've met several people like this. They were very pushed young, and then they reacted against it.
They abandoned.
Which is terrible, right? Because music is righteous. But she found it again through the improvised scene. Very interesting. Then we heard... World Journey Festa Session by Wakine. These cats always jams.
Yes.
You know about Wakine, yeah. I was in Tokyo. I had to stay after the tour because Nels Klein was going to marry Yuka Honda. They wanted me there at the wedding, so I was there a week. And these guys invited me in, and they never have prepared. It's always just jams. Guys get... There must have been 15... musicians there in Tokyo in this little studio, and one guy gets a drum beat going or a guitar thing going or even singing, and everybody just jumps in, and builds up a big old tune, and that's all they do. It's really interesting. Nothing prepared. And then we heard, E.E. Cummins.
Sorry, what?
E.E. Cummins. He was a poet, an England poet.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, trippy kind of poet. He always used lowercase. He used hardly any kind of grammar, semantic, syntax. And that's him reading one of his own poems called Somewhere I Have Never Traveled. Yeah, interesting. Being a favorite poet of Yuka Honda. Now she is in Nels Klein Singers, his band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're four-piece now.
Okay.
And she got back together Chibo Mata, who's making a tour now of U.S. And drummer is Yuko from Brother Sister Donna. It's trippy how everybody connected. Heck, it's really wild.
Big family.
Shit that happens, yeah. So, Brother Andrea, after this skateboard gig, what do you're doing residency, so there's more to do with this.
About the skateboarding.
Well, you said this foundation is.
Yeah, I mean, this foundation is promoting this artism in residence, and we are like five people working in the same space, actually four, and then I'm like making music, so I'm the sound part of the residency.
What's the next chapter? What's the next thing?
Next chapter. Okay. Next chapter. There are some new recordings with Hobo Combo, and then Sweden. Another solo show in Sweden in October, and then there's several things happening. A new solo album coming out for this label called Room 40. Which is an Australian label. It's a very nice label, actually, dedicated to electroacoustic music, so experimental music.
Yeah.
And also Sonia de Marinaia.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Chapter two. So.
And I was talking to Brother Stay here. I was talking with Brother Stay here about maybe. Yeah, well, I was thinking maybe in 2012. Of course, I think I'm going to have good time, space in spring. We can go and tour with Zoo in Europe. Capito? Or is he gone?
Maybe he couldn't listen.
Yeah, see, people out there listening, we got a fucked up link with this Skype shit. You know, everyone knows Microsoft bought this company, right? So we know it's ready for the toilet.
We lose him.
Okay. So I'll just tell the people then.
Yeah.
We got a plan to, because the album's going to come out, and then come spring, make a tour in Europe with Roma band called Zoo, who is actually kind of going through another chapter themselves, right?
Yeah.
You explained. Yeah. New drummer man, maybe U.S. guy.
Yeah, the drummer from Locust.
Yeah, Locust.
Because he, Jacopo, the drummer, they played together these 3 or 4, 10 years.
Yeah.
But
toured many, many places.
Yes, so much. They play all over the world.
Yeah, for like Italiano underground band, they're one of the cats who really got around.
Yeah. And great. Now Jacopo went to play with another band, Bloody Beatros.
Right.
So Luca and Massimo, what they want to continue Zoo, mm-hmm. and so the drummer from Locust, I don't know is the name of this guy, but I know Locust.
I just
Locust.
Did a couple of gigs with him.
Locust is great.
And I can't. So I'll find his name out. But he's a really good drummer. And one time I got to play with him in some improvised thing in San Diego with some guys down there and some guys from San Francisco. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Another connection. So this new version of Zoo and Alcenio de Mai and I tour together in Europe. But maybe later in the fall, I would like to bring the U.S. too. So maybe 2012 is the big...
That would be crazy.
Oh, so you could hear what I said there, okay?
Yes, right now. Only the last 3 seconds.
Okay, well, first I said spring tour in Europe with Zoo.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
Maybe fall time we do a U.S. one.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be...
Now, you know about this tour I just did, Brother Andrea. Do you know about this third opera tour I did, U.S.-Canada?
U.S. Canada. Wow.
What I just did one, March to April.
Turned up.
You're 52 shoot, no?
Missing Men. 51 gigs, 52 days. So are you ready for something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
sure.
Camping.
Damn, it's scary.
Well, you know, if you want to really play the U.S., it's so big in Canada, you kind of have to put some days.
All with your van.
Yeah.
The boat.
Wow. The boat. And it was. I really had a good tour. There was great crowds, many sellout shows, a lot of people came to see. So I'm thinking, yeah, maybe it'd be great for us to bring our music to them too.
Ah,
you know? So I just thought this a little while ago. But on first, we do the Europe with the Zoo in the spring. That's what we'll be planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, next. That sound like a good plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I just crossed you in New York because I was there in April. So and I saw your concert. It was like 1 week after I left.
Oh, I was there April 4.
April 4, yeah. I left on March 29th. The last weekend of March, exactly a few days before.
So you just missed. Sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, we play some more music here.
Thank you. Thank you.
For Pedro show. You just heard something from the Bustajala, the partisan song, El Sueño de Mineo. This is our first thing. It's going to be coming out early fall. This is a composition of Brother Stays. And the horns. Jacopo.
Jacopo.
Yeah, and Andrea?
Andrea.
The guys who made us the chow and Neil Pisano?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the place where...
I got to play with them. Oh. Called Sugoti. They came to Long Beach.
See.
And that piano player, the man John Dietrich from Deerhoof, asked me to play with him and Tim Barnes.
Okay.
It's some album called The Hand of Man Band that's being mixed now. Yeah, more trippy connections. Yeah.
And also the What from Pedro show in Italy, we did it
in the kitchen while they were cooking us that chow.
Yeah.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
You can hear us eating the pasta while we're doing the show. And kind of rainy that day, I remember, but still, it's beautiful country. Yeah. Wow, Tuscany, yeah? The pictures in the Renaissance paintings. It's like, wow. And before that, we heard something new from Boris called Tokyo Wonderland. Oh, yeah. This
Boris?
Is kind of sad for me. Yeah, you know Boris.
Yeah, I really like that.
Trippy band. Yeah, they do all kinds. This new one, it's called Attention, Please. Way different. The Wata, the lady, sings all of it.
Oh.
not the basement. It's trippy. And but I lost a friend. He died last week. He had a diabetes. You know this?
Shit.
And he's 48 years old, and finally, and he's born with it, not developed. He's a foot doctor named Doug Rocket. His pop died right before he graduated doctor school, so I went to his graduation to take his place in a way in San Francisco. He lived in a bunch of different towns. I'd see him in gigs and stuff. And this lady he knows or knew, her name Yukari Roja, she did this song, Shiosai, which means the sound of the waves. And because everyone who knew him, he's a beautiful man. Very, very, very genuine of his heart. And 48, kind of young.
Very young.
So we heard that, and then starting it off, another guy died. I didn't know this man this well. His name was Seth Putnam. He had this band called Anal Cunt. You know about this band?
Yeah.
No.
Very short songs. Maybe you call it grindcore?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe 30 seconds each song. And maybe you can't tell them apart. How you tell them apart? These very interesting, belligerent song titles. Sometimes 10, 15 words. Like, I don't know, just insane stuff. And we heard 311 Sucks, which is, I think, an opinion of a band or something.
Okay.
But I think this guy, I know people who knew him, and, you know, like the G.G. Allen thing.
G.G. Allen, yeah.
Yeah, there's this thing about stuff you bring onto the stage. It could be so adversarial or provocative, whatever, blige. But the guy can still be a nice guy and have friends and... That's weird about that, the art and the artist. There can be a difference. And just because they come on stage like Crazy Man is a belligerent guy, or doesn't mean that they have good heart too. So it's always fucked up thing with me when dead people have to leave. I never get used to it. It always seems too young.
Yes.
I think Seth Putnam was only 43. Heart attack, I think. And, but this is the way it is.
We are here to go.
We are here to go. So that's why we're here. I think we got to work hard. Get as much in we can. Stuff it up. Stuff it in there. Yeah. Three quarters have been eliminated. Had been eliminated. This is great, this new album. And so you guys are in Zaire too. Okay.
Yeah, two of us.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Z Bologna?
Sorry?
Your partner in this band, Z Bologna?
No, they live in Berlin.
Oh, he's Berlin too?
Yeah. They are Italian, Valerio and Claudio are Italian. But they live in Berlin.
We wanted to remember name, Brother Andrea. Remember where we practiced?
Palesio.
Yeah. Who is the painter man?
Yeah, Flavio. I met him.
Claudio, that's right.
I met him like 3 days ago, actually.
He's living in Berlin, right?
Yes. I met him on the street. He was really beautifully dressed, like, wow.
As always.
Shiny shirt, like...
we say immaculate.
He cooked very good chow.
That's right. That's right. And he gave me a book of his art and stuff. Yeah, interesting man.
Yeah.
But I remember him. That's where I found out. I asked him, why Berlin? He said, cheap rents. And that's why I asked where you were living, because I heard most of the cheap rents were in the east part of Berlin.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's moving. Like, I mean, in every city, the neighborhoods are changing. So now Kreuzberg has, I mean, it's growing. These parts are really growing fast, so Kreuzberg and Neukölln, Prenzlauer Berg, now it's really not, I mean, there is not possible. It was one of the first areas to be, I mean, gentrified.
Oh yeah, we say gentrified, that means the money comes.
Yeah.
The yuppies come. Yeah.
So, Now it's becoming, I mean, it's changing here in Kreuzberg as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's still very nice, and compared to Italy, it's still very cheap. So it's not comparable to Italian cities. So.
No, you live there now. You left Verona.
And it's.
He's probably good. Brother Andrea, you live exactly. There. You live there permanent now. You left Verona, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you live, Andre?
Now in Kreuzberg.
Close to
this canal.
But to
the canal. And
what's the name of the city in the north of Germany where you lived?
Oh, the residency is in Kreuzberg. Yeah, but.
I lived for a few months in Greifswald. Actually, my girlfriend lived there for 7 months, and then I was there for a couple of months on the Baltic Sea. So it's a very cold and windy town. Yeah, so where she worked for 7 months in a Montessori school, like elementary school.
Yeah, great school.
Yeah, exactly. And that was cold. Very, windy.
Yeah, because going from Italy to northern Germany. Oh. Yeah, it's like me moving to Minnesota. We had a very late spring in a lot of the U.S. And then the tornadoes came. It was a wild spring.
I saw in the news.
With the tour, we were very lucky, just missing all this bad weather.
What was the big tornado? Where was in
mostly
New
in the
New
Midwest?
Orleans? New Orleans, Kansas.
No, it was in a lot of Alabama, like Birmingham, and then it came into Missouri. It got Joplin, very bad, very bad.
Wow.
Many houses destroyed. These tornadoes are like incredibly destructive. And but there even was one in Massachusetts, which is very rare. And when I was driving around here, we were in April. Like, I had to leave my guys for one gig and do a Stooges, like a salute to Ronnie in Ann Arbor. It snowed. April 19th. Yeah, I mean.
Wow.
And it was trippy, too. You know, the end of the tour is coming. We're on the West Coast, and we cross the Siskiyous from Oregon into California. We got into California. It just changed. And then we think we're talking in the boat. I think... We know why we live in California. It's righteous to visit everywhere else, but I think I know why we live in California. Even a few days ago in England, it was raining like it was late fall, man. You wouldn't know it was summertime coming. But we're spoiled people in California. Especially SoCal. Even last week was all rain in San Francisco. Us, no. Sun. Kayak.
San Francisco has its own like climate, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's 400 miles north of us.
Yeah.
Now, like I was saying, Newcastle, huh? The biggest city for England in the north. Maybe almost 300 miles from London.
Yeah.
Which it still wasn't even, yeah. So things are closer over here. Although I had hell ride in there to get here because, from the Isle of Wight to Milano. It's kind of a drive. It was in this bus, a German bus company, gigantic skull on the bus with a bandage over the eye. And, yeah, this is not incognito. It says, you do the rock. And we do the roll. Really big letters. You would never. My boat, only yak on the hatch. Little yak, you know? I have no. Nothing lets you know it's a band. There's no windows, you know? You don't want people to know, you know? This bus driver, we want everyone to know.
It's like rock and roll everywhere.
I mean, huge. The one on the back has got to be like 30 feet tall. It's gigantic. And funny, in the borders, first Swiss and the Italian, because Resi, you're just driving through, but we had to stop. Nothing. They even looked, transit carnet just looked at it, didn't even look at the vehicle. No droga search.
Strange.
We say in the U.S., we say butter. Mm. Butter.
Okay.
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very rare.
Yeah.
when we went into Canada, maybe 5 hour wait. But I had the coming back and then going back in, we had butter. So easy when the border man or lady says, hey, come on.
But it's strange because every time
I got past
the border with Switzerland, they often stop me, like take out everything from the car.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised. Mm. The driver was surprised. He said first time in a long time that he just right through. So we are lucky. It's like rolling dice.
Maybe because it was too big and they say, oh no,
and
it's
with
too
the
much
skull.
Work.
There's a skull on the front too.
Too scary.
Too scary. We're not going on board.
We don't want to know what it is inside.
Okay. Let's play some more music.
This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stumped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, it's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy won't go back. So the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, I'm bound to follow my conscience, and I'll do whatever I can. And it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Yeah.
drunken clamor of the dance hall room. In this sweeping night, in this hurricane, I found you.
No bitter pills going down. stay in line. Squawk, rocking bells tell me when to come and go. I'm not learning anything that I need or want to know. But what do you expect when you have to go to Nazi high school? Nazi high school, see Kyle.
Watch for Pedro Show. Last batch of music there. Start off with Which Side Are You On? By Billy Bragg. Actually, it's not his song. It's a Woody Guthrie song. Then we heard The Coward by Ben Salter, cat from Australia. And I Can't Get Off by The Modifiers. They're a Memphis band. That's where Doug Rockett was from, was Memphis. And actually, they had the bass player from Fear, Durf Scratch. Durf Scratch, who died last year, I bought my first Fender bass from him.
Oh.
Yeah, it was early 80s, and I saw an ad in Recycler, Santa Monica Beach. And here the bass player Fear is selling real estate on the beach, Santa Monica. And I bought my first Fender from him. Yeah, trippy. And then we heard Knoxville Song by J.D. Ranger. And finally, Nazi High School by James W. Harris. Interesting. It's the end of the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, June 14, 2011. Hold tight for hour three. And my El Sano Marinayo bandmates.
No, no, it's a doorbell.
Oh, okay. June 14, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show. Start third hour off some music of some bands I'm going to play with Saturday in Dublin, Ireland. On my way back from the Stooges gig to go back my Pedro town, I'm going to stop in Dublin and play with Tom and Raoul, do my third opera for first time in Ireland. And there's some bands we're playing with that we played with in Japan last fall. And the first one you heard there was at a BC Schenk, and they're from Dublin, and a song called Micro Machines. This is a wild, wild band. Well, both of these bands. Into these pedals. As I was telling you about the pedals, you know. I tried in the second opera, Second Man's Middle Stand, and it was very difficult for me. So I did it for that and never again.
So then when you saw in your just the tuner. Not even that.
I didn't even use a tuner.
No.
Give me a G.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, again, I used one set of strings. The whole tour.
With the third opera?
Yeah, 51 gigs. No break and no...
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It shows you how much weaker my hands are getting.
But you don't change strings so much.
No.
No.
I used to in the old days, but I kind of like this sound.
Okay.
Especially with the short scale. Makes it sound like rubber bands a little more.
Okay.
Or like stand-up a little bit.
Mm.
Less John Entwistle sound. Then we heard Kelly by Taramelos. These guys are from Sacramento, California, and they have even more pedals. I mean, lots, like 30 each, the bass and the guitar man. And their music is really, really wild. We have the sounds of real life coming over. And then we heard Luke by Estelle, Steve McKay and myself. Steve McKay, sax man for Stooges, Estelle Dublin band that I met doing that second opera tour. Some pedals, not as much. They're kind of led by the drummer. He don't use, well, he uses kick drum pedal, hi-hat
okay.
pedal. But they're going to play too. So some friends playing in the town there. And we missed Bloomsday by 2 days, but still it's... Tom and Raul are there now. They went early a few days, so they have like kind of Dublin vacation. You guys been to that town?
Dublin, never.
No, never.
Yeah, neat town.
Never been there too.
Neat town. We were talking, though, about you be there in Germany and not really having the German down yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy language, so I want to learn it. Because if I want to live here, it's important to understand more the culture of this place. And of course, if you want, I mean, it's another country. I mean, if you want to deal only with musicians or artists, you can really survive without knowing any word of German. But if you want to go deeply, it's important.
Yeah.
If you want to go to, if you want to make a new bank account,
yeah,
you better know German.
Now, because of EU, you guys can live in other lands, no
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
No green card. No.
Yes and no. Because here, if you want to have the, I don't know, residence, can, but you have to. To demonstrate that you have a job, that you have a stable amount of money. I mean, it's strange, but that was happened to Veronica, my girlfriend, in Greifswald, in the small town on the Baltic Sea. She has to prove that she had a job and she had an address. It's strange because in Europe, I mean, it's different. You don't have to. I mean, borders are open, but still there's some rules.
Okay, you have to earn a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Germany too, because they brought in the East and some big unemployment.
Yeah, also because of that. I mean, yeah, there's still some issues with the East. I've recently been in Poland, for example.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, I've never been to Poland before, and it was kind of, it's a nice city, but it's also...
What, Warszawa? Warsaw?
Warsaw.
Big town.
Yeah.
I've been there once, and it was, trippy.
Yes.
It was trippy. But I'd like to go back there and play again.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, yes. The Swiss are different, though. Yeah. the little island.
Yes. You cannot really stay there.
Yeah, you can't live there. Although they got a lot of musicians and stuff. I remember playing there early on, in the 80s.
Yeah. There were some really nice, for example, in Geneva.
Yeah.
There is Sixto that I would like to mention about him, because he's organizing concerts for since so much time.
Yeah.
And like every week, and he's really, really a great guy.
And there's
many people go there playing, especially in the more experimental.
Yeah. And Zurich had the Rode Fabriek, and Freiburg, I think. French and German. They have two names. Freiburg.
Yeah,
and there's a club there. God, I can't remember, but they have old tradition of this too, from 80s. And so don't want to give impression all Swiss are like, hey, you know, because they do have some artists and musicians that are pretty wild.
I had a very nice time there.
Yeah.
In Basel, in this record shop, Platform, Mickey organized concert. Very great record shop. And also in, what's the other town? I cannot remember now.
But let me tell you about this tour I did for Third Opera US Canada. A lot of record stores, records, no CDs. The vinyl is coming back in US. I don't know about over here. But
very
it's coming
much,
back.
Yeah.
So I did put Third Opera out in vinyl, and I will with ours too, because young people are buying turntables. They want to listen to vinyl again. Some of these stores, no CDs. Like I said, just vinyl.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But you did not see even 5 years ago. So things, some changes like this.
Yeah, people that buys music, like the object now buy vinyl mainly.
Yeah.
Not CDs so much.
Like when I was a boy. That's all there was. And you get the big cover. And
Yeah.
There's something about it. It's a work itself.
You have many vinyls at home? Do you have
from those old days. That's all we had. Oh, there was 8-tracks.
Okay.
Do you remember 8-track?
Yeah.
These plastic cartridges. Yeah. Terrible sounding. No artwork, just some sticker on it. It's kind of like a future vision. I don't think they realized. But I think, there's kind of a move back a little bit to go. Also, some of the sound is better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In the low end, especially. Yeah. The way it translates. Mm. Digital, they don't have it yet so much.
Yeah.
The old analog, they do. Okay, some more music.
associate me from the ground. Instant dissimulation in the old ways. Color to the empty one of sound. As we gain the lesson, breeding ground. By association and fading frown. Instantaneous lack of liquid fire.
as always.
Always a student. Yeah. Yeah, I was just telling Brother Andrea, last month was 10-year anniversary of Watt from Pedro show. And, wow. He asked me about, hey, have you gone back, listened to the early shows? And I said, yes, I've listened and heard many, many clams. Slow learner. So, getting better at it. Sometimes I remember with Brother Matt not remembering to turn off the microphone. In those days, we didn't as much put on the digital. And so you're playing the records, we're doing turntable. And forget to turn off the microphones. So you listen back and you hear these idiots, which is me, talking over the music. Vodka. Very embarrassing. We don't know what's on, you know. This idiot talking over the music. So I forgot to hit the mute button. Baka. So some of those early shows are very embarrassing. And we just heard something from Canada, a band called Swenson Klein with a tune called By Association. And then a band called the Jazz Skunks with Clem will be joining us soon. And finally, something you have something to do with, Brother Dan. Gymnastic Apparatus by Tumble. Tell us.
Tumble is a duo. What with Attila? Attila.
Brother Stay told me the name. You know, we know this name, a great barbarian chief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The man who destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the name Hung, you know, Magyar, I guess they call it. Mm-hmm. But we call it Hungary.
Okay.
But most U.S. people think it's like something, no chow.
Yeah.
No, but it actually means the land of the Huns. And it was his people settled there.
Hungary.
But he said it's funny name for him because that's he's funny. Very peaceful man. He is not great barbarian warrior chief.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, absolutely. He's the opposite. It's probably a joke.
Oh, we lose him.
We lose you?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. Let's try to get him back. We'll play some more music. We got to get Brother Andrea back.
The toxins American made. Weapons class grade sludge for migrants. Dioxin, the chemical sunset, the number one subset of all. I know what the senator wants. What the senator wants is a blowjob. I know what the senator wants. What the senator wants is a blowjob. Panic in the empty chamber. Motion to impeach. The working classes is something you can't teach. Cause we're fading back like a stone. Come just the halos. I know what the senator wants, but the senator wants is a blowjob. I know what everyone wants, but everyone wants is a blowjob. Maybe steps up Everest, there's so much trash to burn. Stick it where the sun don't shine as the world turns. You start fading fast like a stone. I'm fading back into the picture you own.
Thank you.
from Pedro show. We got Brother Andrea back, and in the meantime, played some music, some new stuff from Stephen Malcolmus and the Jicks. You know Stephen Malcolmus,
yeah.
He was Pavement Man.
Yeah.
And they did Pavement Reunion.
Oh, yeah.
And now that's over, and he's got a new album.
I missed that.
I think the drummer is Janet Weiss from Sleater-Kinney.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is called Senator. Then we heard Getsue Geisha by Moon Eyes, Hitchhiking by Kid Congo, and the Pink Monkey Birds.
Mm-hmm.
King Congo played a little bit in the Craps, played in the Gun Club. He's a great cat. I think when he was real young, he had the president of the Ramones fan club for Southern California. He lives in Washington, D.C. now. He's a great cat, man. And, Second Man got to play with him in Orange County, and it was... Yeah. He's great.
Good time.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in many years. Okay, and then finally, Kopoki by Ukpik. I don't know where they're from. Maybe Japan. Ko is like a baby, a kid.
Okay.
So... But you never know. People use names from all over. Sometimes I hear stuff and I just like. Yeah, sometimes. All the time. So back to Attila, or Attila, really. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was saying that we recently went to New York, and we played a few shows around New York and then Vermont. In Massachusetts, so we went up to Vermont, like in the middle of, beautiful places, and
They call that part New England.
What? Sorry.
They call that part New England.
New England, really?
Yeah, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Connecticut, Vermont. Yeah, because it was like kind of the first part that England went to. And what time of year was it?
Yeah, exactly. Especially in March.
March. Oh, springtime.
It was in March, so it was super cold.
Yeah, a lot of snow. I tell you, it was...
Springtime. I won't say that.
No, it was kind of unusual spring this time, and we lost you again. Fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there you are. Got you back. Big Skype rubber band.
Especially in Vermont, I probably.
Where did you play? The big town, Burlington? Yes, maybe. No, you're gone. Fuck. Well, you know the Skype worked a little bit, so we got to do some kind of a reunion here. Yeah, you're dropping out and stuff, so. You want to repeat what you said?
Yeah, please.
No, you.
You.
But yeah, about the Vermont, the U.S., the U.S. experience with Attila.
Yes.
Okay, we spent three weeks in U.S., so two and a half in New York and 5 days in this town. So we played five shows around Vermont, Boston, Providence, and other small cities, and two other small cities in it was close to what was this one? Turner Falls.
Niagara Falls?
No, Turner Falls.
Verner Falls.
Western Mass.
Okay.
West Mass.
Western Mass, where Thurston lives, Northampton. Jay Maskus lives, Amherst.
This is what we
call this place New England, this area of the U.S.
The first settlements were there.
That's right. We called them the Pilgrims, and this is where we get our Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, and I passed through this very old town, like very nice old town. So like for an European, it's like, okay, there's some old stuff here as well.
Yeah, yeah, maybe 400 years. They started coming in the 1600s, yeah.
Yeah, so it was very interesting, actually, in the middle of these small towns. So, yeah, it was a really, really interesting experience, because New York, I mean, it's always like boom, 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 concerts, and then you have to squeeze all the things you have to be to do there, like, I don't know, concerts and meeting people as much as you can, and then... But it was nice. I mean, together with Attila is nice. Even if it's strange, because I'm sort of an anxious guy sometimes, and Attila is the opposite. So it was like, I don't know.
Fire and water.
Exactly.
So, and Attila in New York is like, it's nice because, I mean, slow people in New York is like, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I know, because that's go, go, go. We have a saying, we say a New York minute. Which means very, very quick.
Yeah, exactly. And if you lose that minute, it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a kind of a tough town. But a lot of people go there with dreams, and so there's an energy there that's probably not nowhere else. So it's interesting. Everywhere is interesting. I'm so glad you guys have got to tour around there, just like for me to come over here and tour. So when we go and do our thing, our U.S. tour, I'll give you a big one. Not just New England.
Yeah.
Some mountains, some desert, some bayou.
Some bayou, yeah.
Yeah, some bayou. I had a great New Orleans gig. Well, we've run out of time. We're at the end of the show here. I want to thank you both so much for coming aboard and being on the show again. Second time, right?
Second time. Yeah. Yeah. Nipozzano and Raw Berlin via Skype.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Brother Stay, Brother Andrea, thank you, grazie, very much. And looking forward to playing with you again. It's coming soon. This has been June 14th, 2011, Walk from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.
Ciao.